So what the contemplation theory doing person? So she will be doing the luminous image contemplation. So if you can see your luminous image, then you can see your dream country very fast. So we dedicate our flower to invite our teacher. Here our beautiful MC, Mei Yi. So good morning, we're gonna start our contemplation. For me, it is a very strong contemplation that we can practice. So let us experience how our seed actually starting from the luminous image and how to code onto the outside image, then to become a real image. So we will bond the two images together, then eventually see, let us see the object image that we're going to see. So it's very cool, the whole process. Now, normally, this will actually have been practiced for a number of years or time. So you can see if the image projected this whole process. Actually, this process is actually happening in your daily life. Each day, the things that you see, the people and object, your room, is all coming from your luminous image. 65, each minute, each second, 65, six, like the projection of the movie. So when they just project out onto the object. So in your mind, every time is actually doing this luminous object to code onto the object or item. So this is the whole process that we are doing every day. It's just that we don't have the ability to actually capture this process. It's Michael actually set this contemplation for us to practice, to feel the whole process. If you continue to practice, if you are able to go in depth on this practice, continue to do so in very systematic manner, and you come to a certain stage, you can actually visualize all this. You can see the world is actually coming from all this luminous image from your mind, from your conscious loop, just from the back of your mind, just project the image onto the object in your outer world. Then you realize that how your world is happening in you make effort to do your contemplation to find yourself, because you are creating your world yourself. So yes, how cool is it? So whether whatever you want, you need to help others to achieve their goal. But without others achieving their goal, you will not achieve the goal. So you need to make an effort to create this opportunity to see yourself and help others to achieve their goal. So let's go to our contemplation. Before we start, you can have a seat when you walk in. Now you've got 32 hours online. Just check that. You send a message to your seat partner if you don't see him or her here now. Give them a reminder to join us. You can have a seat after. Before we start, you can actually blow your nose, or so that you during the contemplation, so that you can clear your throat and you can concentrate. Once you are ready, sit on the front of your chair. Usually, when we do this luminous image contemplation. And we will do it mostly in the morning, like this morning. I want to lead all of you to do this contemplation. So for me, I will do it once. About 5:10, I actually start to do the practice. Then I will lead you now. Like the luminous image, like yesterday, we do the archetype image, structure image. So we actually do it in the early morning. All you need to do is about 10 to 15 minutes to do this contemplation. So that this morning I do it for 7 minutes. If you don't have a 10 minutes, you can do it shorter, about 7 minutes. Most important, you need to do it daily. The start of this advanced level 2, even though it's just a 5 days you complete it, but the actual practice is how you do it in the daily practice. So these three types of practice. Contemplation is very important. If you continue to put the effort in, you will see that how you improve the way you plant your seed. So that you can clearly, you know, visualize your dream. You know that. You know your dream, how your dream is being developed and created and achieved. So you can actually create the opportunity for yourself to plant the seed daily. So this is a very important point. Take note. It's only when you practice your contemplation and you naturally come up with your mind to take action on that. And you are very mindful because you actually improve your thought from there. So now let's go into our contemplation. Okay? So we're going to do our luminous image contemplation. Before we go into this contemplation, we're going to set up one of your dream or one of your objective that you want to do for the next few days, next few weeks. You hope to do. Maybe you have a very big goal, but you can actually break it down. So for these few weeks to see it or year and month, you want to see where you want to reach. So next month you're gonna move to another next level of your goal. You can break it down into stages, then eventually you can see very clearly to reach your goal, and you can speed up all this process to reach your goal in a faster way. For me, I want to see. Okay, you should not change your goal. So of course, you got maybe have your many dreams, or you need to have a main dream or main objective that you want to achieve. You continue to do this practice. So if I have another dream that I want to achieve, so you can do it by the main one to do a 1-3-5, or to do the second dream on the 2-4-6. So you concentrate in two goals or two dreams. You know, so you don't do more than that so that you can concentrate. Because we are now doing this in the process of practice, you need to be mindful to be able to concentrate. After we practice for a certain time, and when you reach our goal, then in the future, any of your goal or dream, you can use this approach to reach your goal.